Start the show.
Two bears, one cave. Making it hot and looking good. He's Bert Kreischer. I'm Tom Segura.
Let's just put the pedal to the metal and go. This is a perfect way to start off this show. 12 years in the making. It's gonna be a fucking shit show.
Everyone's gonna make it a hate. 100%.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a three-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. All right. This is another episode of Two Bears, One Cave. I'm Tom Segura. With me, as always,
is Sober Bert Kreischer.
Sober Bert Kreischer. Rare indeed. You will never see these types of episodes in the future. But you look good.
I drove myself here.
Oh, my God.
This is one of the first times I was like, maybe I don't know.
This is a very rare occurrence. All right, we're in sober October.
Yes.
And I
feel 100% right
now.
Can
I tell you something?
What?
You look notably different.
For real?
And it's only been like 5 days.
Dude, this was a very rough weekend.
Really?
Extremely rough.
Why?
Well, it started off with the Rogan episode where I still wasn't all set from, like, I had partied way too hard.
Yeah.
Going into sober October. And then at the thing.
And you got Cosby'd by Ari.
I got fucking Cosby'd. And Joe in the podcast, if you go to the podcast, Joe goes, take these 5 HTPs. And yeah. I go, really? I feel like I got roofied twice.
Really?
I swear to God, because, you know, one of the things about being friends with Joe is that you got to understand he vibrates on a different frequency than everyone else.
Yeah.
Right? He's very interesting.
He's an optimum performing human being, yeah.
He goes, take four. And I remember saying, is that what you take? He goes, yeah, take four. So I take four. I hadn't eaten yet.
That's always bad.
I took four, and I remember looking at Ari, who poured four in his hand, and then read the back, put two back in, and then the person that drugs people unlawfully gave himself half of what I took.
Yeah.
And so then I have to fly that night, obviously. I'm going on the road.
How does it make you feel? It makes you feel sick or something?
It made me feel... It's the same thing that IV did. I felt phenomenal at the podcast, driving home, and then all of a sudden we go to check something in the back, and I'm walking into the house, and I feel like, not even joking, like my stomach pop, like almost go like, and I'm like, well, I don't feel so good, and then I'm like, oh my God, I think I'm gonna throw up, and then I lay in the bed, and it's almost like floods. I feel floods of stuff, like, and then I'm like, okay, I haven't eaten. And I was like, I should eat something right now. I was going to wait till dinner, have one meal, and then go get on the plane, not eat.
Yeah.
So then I ate some pizza. And then I felt sick the whole flight, my first sober flight. It's a red eye to fucking.
When was the last time you flew sober before that flight?
October 31st, a year?
Yeah.
So, it's been a year, like a legit year. I got to be honest with you, man. I texted Dr. Drew. I was like, I need to read a book. I need to figure out what's going on in my head, because this is what's going on with my head, right? I go, like last night, I texted the girls, said, what do you guys want to do for dinner? And they said, maybe we should go out. And as soon as I read that, my brain goes, ooh, have cocktails. And then I go, Oh.
Yeah.
Like, and so that's, I want to get rid of that because it's, it is most notable on a plane.
But maybe that never goes away.
Maybe it, when the flight attendant says, "Can I get you a drink?" Immediately my heart races and I go, "Ooh, double tita soda, big glass, no lime." Like, yeah. I heard someone order my drink at the bar, mm-hmm. and it's so bizarre because there's no, I'm not doing it, so I'm not drinking, and I don't really care, I don't give a fuck, but it is a weird trigger where I do understand if you have legit addiction problems like heroin, cocaine, crack,
yeah.
Pills, I can imagine that must be the heaviest burden to bear.
But I remember you said it one time about drinking. I was like, what, you know, what's the thing? And you're like, I like to keep the party going. Jesus, I've never seen someone drink.
Oh, I have a legit drinking problem. Like, I drink. I can't help. I murder things. I had a root beer this weekend, and I drank it in one sip. I was like, ripper, 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 ripper. I have a legit drinking problem. That will be isolated. Wait, man. What did I say one time?
I was like, what's, like, you said that for you, like, it reminds me when you say the flight attendant, your heart races, you know, like, let's get that drink going. You said, I love that. Ooh. That when you start having drinks, you're like, it's like a good time is starting.
Yeah.
And then you want it to never end.
I want it to never end. I don't understand people who, I've always had a hard time understanding people who can just go lay in bed and go, I'm just going to go to sleep tonight. And you're like, yeah. Wait, don't you want to, let's do something fun. Let's go fly a drone up south. I always want things to get better.
I judge so harshly morning drinkers on flights. Like, sometimes
everyone does.
Oh my God. Sometimes I'll sit there and they'll order and I'll audibly go like, you're a piece of shit. Like, when I hear them order their drink.
See, I judge. See, I like the way those people that can smell a fine cheese.
Yeah.
I can judge the people who have a problem.
Really? You know who's got the situation going on?
Ric Flair.
You don't have to say.
Oh.
What, you've seen him?
I drank next to Ric Flair one time.
Yeah?
And he did something.
Josh Potter's masturbating in there right now.
Ric Flair pulled, I've pulled a Ric Flair a couple times, but I saw him do it and I was like, oh yeah, that's problematic.
What did he do?
I've done this too.
What did he do?
Beautiful wife. His wife's gorgeous. Yeah.
Which one? The sixth?
I don't know. Yeah, the latest one. It might have been sitting next to him. It's 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
By the way, he looks great. He's in a suit. Looks great. Getting onto the plane. He sits down next to his wife and he says, and I've done this too. I've so done this too. Waitress comes up, his flight attendant comes up and she goes, what can I get you guys? And he goes, oh, we'll both take double Bloody Mary, extra spicy. And she's like, okay. And he's like, keep the rocks, but like double Bloody Marys, extra spicy. She's like, okay. And then she comes to me, what do you have? And I was like, that does sound good. I'll take a double Bloody Mary. So I take one. And I'm kind of watching him because it's Ric Flair. So he puts them down. She puts both of them down. She goes to the next thing. He grabs his wife and kills it, mm-hmm. puts hers down.
In front of her, though.
Yeah, in front of her. Yeah. Like, she's done with hers. Yeah. I think I'll sip mine. Yeah. And then zips his casually. Yeah. I was like, gangster move, Ric Flair. I'll be doing that.
I've done that with food. Like, what are you going to have? She'll have that.
Sundays, yeah, she's going to have one, and I'll have one too. Swap. Yeah. I've seen, I think I'm probably the, like, especially on planes, that's where my panic really kind of raises.
But wait, how do you get through this month when you're like, because I believe you that you, I've known you a long time. I know you get panicked from flight. How do you deal with the fucking month?
I don't actually, you know, flying. It's actually not as bad as I make it in my head.
Okay.
I gotta be honest with you. I know my anxiety makes things in the future worse than they are in the moment.
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, running the marathon is a perfect example. I had anxiety leading up to that day, but then when I got there and I was there, it wasn't that bad. And I literally thought to myself, I'm going to be here for the next 5 hours. All I got to do is put one foot in front of the other foot. I've done that before in life. All I got to do is put one foot in front of the other foot. And I did it. And then I went, that was like a weird thing in my head where I was like, oh, I can do stuff like this. And for the flight, I just said, I'm going to read a book. I downloaded that. Have you watched that Netflix show about the Unabomber?
Oh, the like the actual scripted show.
Yeah, with Sam Worthington and
yeah, the story of how they track them and everything.
Dude, it's fantastic. I watched that.
So it's not as bad.
It's not bad. Actually, it's not bad at all. But here's why
it's the opposite
of
like
because there's controls on me. Yeah. I know there's people watching me. There was a guy across. Shout out to Cameron who at Find and Tailored, I think is the name. He sells like vintage watches.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to Cameron who's keeping an eye on me last night.
Like, he was?
Yeah.
On the flight? Yeah, he was like,
congrats, sober October, man. Shout out. Yeah. I was like, oh yeah. And so like, as long as there's constraints on me, I'm good. The second sober October's over and I know I can have a drink without any repercussions, in my head I go, why not? But I'm so much happier. I'll tell you what's better than that first drink in an airport or the first drink on takeoff is a fucking iced coffee when you land and you know you got your whole day to you.
Oh, it's the best.
And you can cheat a little bit and go, can I get some cream in that or some coconut milk or make a iced soy latte?
I'm in a notably worse mood right now because I didn't have time to stop for one.
Oh my God, can we talk about your gun shooting video?
Oh my God.
Can I tell you that? First of all, you and Joe shooting guns looks like the coolest fucking thing
ever. So fun.
Both of you look fucking so badass in that.
It's so fun.
But the video they had of you shooting up a Starbucks was a little on the nose. I was like, how is this not getting red flagged? And what's going on in today's culture when people actually shoot up Starbucks?
I didn't think about how bad it looked.
Oh my God.
Until.
Can I help you with the order? Gaw, 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 gaw.
Yeah, there she is.
Oh, yeah. Play it. Yeah, this is the fucking... We watched this on the bus and we were like, how is this not getting flagged on Instagram?
Yeah.
Can I get you something?
What can I get for you today?
I mean, it looks so real.
Do you know how many people message me that it's not cool?
No, I bet. Oh, I bet. Oh, that was fucking hilarious.
I was like, what? Is there like a shooting problem in this country or something? Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't thinking like
that. Hey, guys, if you could do some mashups with Tom at schools and at synagogues. No. Guys, I would love some shooting videos. You know, it's fun when you do it to me. Do some for Tom at like schools and synagogues.
Have you done any classes?
Yeah, it's hot spins. I have a surfing class set up for Friday morning.
Yeah.
And I have a spearfishing class set up for Saturday morning in Fort Myers.
That's cool. I'm doing fucking powerlifting today.
Really?
With like a world-class powerlifter.
Dude, I got to be honest with you. Yeah. I really like this, Sober October.
So much more fun.
It's so much more fun because I'm literally going like, things were my comfort zone's always been like, I'm not gonna take a surveying lesson. But in my head I go, I have to. So I feel better doing it. And I'm like, I called Alonzo. I'm gonna race motorcycles.
Cool.
I wanna do the and he was like, I'd start with this dirt track guy. And he hit me up with this dirt track guy. It's so fun to go through and go, oh, these are all the lessons I wanna take.
Well, this is like, to me, the cool thing that I hope people can take from this is like, you know, we isolate a month and we're doing this thing as a group and it's cool, but like you realize, for me, the thing I'm already realizing is like, it doesn't need to be this month to go try something you've always wanted to try. Like, I would have loved to have done that Terran Tactical shooting range.
Did you see, there was an article written about you guys.
I know.
I saw that online.
That place is amazing.
I'm going to go do that. I may do that I know you and Joe have done like, I think you guys have
we
done
went back.
Like,
we went
yeah,
back
Yeah,
already.
You went back and did Aero 15s.
What is it? It's a 6-hour MPX.
What is it? Like you go there. And
so this guy has an elaborate.
Can I go by myself or I'll bring like a friend? I want to do what you and Joe did,
this
but
right
I don't
here.
Want you guys to have
this
to redo it.
This thing.
All right, shoot her ready.
Is so, that's, she's LAPD, Bye. By the way. That girl right there.
Rest me and check to see if I have something in my pocket.
I mean, this shit was like.
What was this second last shot you did?
So he was like. I hit that target, and he was like, you're done.
And you couldn't stop killing things?
He goes, I go for it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody there, though, is like competition level. Have you seen him? Did you see him do it?
No. Who?
Right there. That's Taren. No, yeah, that's Taren. Press play on that one. This is Taren. So that's his place. Watch him. Even with...
Oh, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. I'm doing this tomorrow. Yeah. Can I do it tomorrow?
I'll put you in touch.
I might just go. You think, like, I can go. I don't need to have, like, a partner to go with me.
No. But you just need to, like, clear it ahead of time.
Clear it ahead?
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna organize it because I want to do what you and Joe did.
It's so fun.
And then if the three of us can go together
later
in the month and do something together, that'd be cool.
He's the coolest guy. He trained Keanu for John Wick. He trained Michael B. Jordan for Black Panther.
Dude, I'm doing that fucking class.
Halle Berry there.
If I can come out of this month surfing, shooting guns, skinny 205, if I can come out of this month.
Are you going to get down to 205?
I'm working so fucking hard right now.
Really?
You have no idea. Yeah. Oh, my only biggest cheat was I had someone sent me an Uncrustable donut. And I had a bite of it, but it was a large bite. But
what do you weigh now?
I haven't weighed myself. I was going to weigh myself. But
don't do it every day. Don't weigh yourself every day.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
Why?
Because you just like you get so like distracted by that, and then your whole day is going to be like, oh, I weigh this. Like, work however hard you're working. You know, take care of yourself, but don't weigh yourself like every few days.
I'll tell you what I do like about this Sober October is the competitiveness is gone. Like,
yeah.
Joe hit me up and was like, "Hey man, I think you get to 205. I want you to get to 205." Like. Kyle Kingsbury reached out to me. Mike Dolce reached out to me. And so I'm talking with them. I'm trying to like, diet is tough for me because I don't know if I could do a month with no treats. And I don't want to spend my month leading up to my special.
You don't need to do the whole month.
Focus on diet. What I want to do is be super fucking healthy, not drink, try to eat as clean as possible, but allow myself to enjoy the month.
Yeah.
And then if I get to 205, great. And if I don't, you know, whatever. But I'm gonna focus on it. I'm going to see if I can get there.
That's cool.
Yeah. I'm so fucking
loving
this.
Where are we right now?
Ooh,
yeah, we're the 7th already.
Are you serious? It's almost over.
Week's gone.
Let's check our sleep.
Okay. Can you pull it up?
Can you pull up our whoops?
It's that
it's a
public thing. Sober October. Yeah.
I've been sleeping like Jocko Willink.
There you go. My sleep last night was great. Was his better? That's
67. What's 67? I am really, really having a. Can we get a whoop expert on the phone?
I don't know if that is that for sure last night's.
No, that's not last night's. I slept more than 5 hours.
Yeah, that's not last night's. Maybe it's not here.
Here, let's take a look on my phone. I have so many apps on my phone. All right.
Oh, I got good sleep.
You did?
Yeah. Woo! How much sleep did you get?
I don't think my sleep registered yet.
Just refresh it.
I refreshed it. There's no way.
What?
Six hours and 27 minutes?
I got 8 hours and 3 minutes.
Dude, I have 6 hours and seven. Yes, yeah, that's right. 6 hours and 27 minutes. And by the way, that's 94% recovery for me.
Is it really?
Yeah. I felt energized. My soreness level, none.
Look at the God right. Look at that. Look at that. That's the sleep from last night.
I got 71%. I'll tell you what I'd like to do, and maybe we can have 94% recovery.
That's
amazing.
I
felt good in hot spin today. I fucking crunched it.
Oh, I see. I see that. Yeah, your recovery's. How the fuck is your recovery that good though?
I think I'm on the machine. It's like Mickey Mantle gene stuff, you know?
Wait, how is that? Seriously, what does that even mean?
I really don't know, to be dead honest with you. I'm not shocked I only slept, because Leanne's like, you slept 9 hours last night. And I was like, no, I tossed and turned a lot and woke up. I had a dream that, you want to know what I had a dream of? Mm. I had a dream, and this has happened so much to me, is I go in after the show, I go into a bar, and I say, you know, hey, I'd like, you know, I'm going to invite my fans to come here or whatever, or before a show or whatever. But in the dream, I sometimes clear with the bar before we.
You really do that?
Yeah. Yeah. And I let them know. I'm going to probably tip out. I'll tip out. I used to tip out $1,000 because it was from the raffle and I couldn't keep the raffle money. So I just tip it to everyone in the bar, right? But I go in before and go, hey, just, you know, I'm going to give a heads up. I'm going to tell everyone from my show we're coming in here. So if you need to call in staff, you should. And there's a certain type of personality. It's people that were jealous of people on Road Rules. Do you know that type of personality?
Sure.
Where like they were like, ugh, you think you're so fucking hot?
Yeah.
I could have auditioned for Road Rules. And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
It's always a woman. And
when you tell them that, they're like, okay, buddy.
Okay, yeah. And they're always like, yeah, you know what? We're good. And I was like, you don't own this bar. And I think your owner would say, speak differently. One time it happened in Boston and the owner of the bar showed up and chastised his bartender and was like, shut the fuck up. Whatever he wants, he gets. Thank you. Because you make his nut for the fucking month in one night.
Yeah.
In one night, you clean them out of booze. Mm-hmm. You have everyone from the Wilbur, two shows at the Wilbur is coming to one bar. But I had a dream last night that I had to argue with a bartender. I was dreaming that I was arguing. And then I woke up in the middle of the night going, you know what? You don't get my business. I'm like, this isn't fucking real, Bert. Jesus Christ.
You get rid. Now, when we did Rogan's podcast last week, you said you've been really getting into feet. So like what, how so?
I'll take you back. It's almost like, you know, I empathize with people who discover they're gay. You know, like,
yeah.
What
about child molesters?
Nope. I don't get that at all. Like, I really don't even get it. Like, I wish they would do some sort of like, I don't get that in the slightest.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
I remember coming out of the closet heterosexually. Like, I remember that moment where I went, oh, I'm, like, I didn't even know it was straight or gay, but I was like, oh, I'm into this.
Mm-hmm.
First one ever was Wonder Woman. Yeah. Wonder Woman and the Bugaloos.
Yeah.
The Bugaloos, and it's so funny. I went to a dominatrix, and she explained it to me.
Yeah.
But when Wonder Woman would get tied up, I would be like, oh, as a kid, right? The Bugaloos. I remember the Bugaloos was like a cartoon and they all had Australian accents and the girl got tied up one time and I was like, what the fuck am I feeling? You can't control it, right? That's why I believe you're either born straight or gay. But man, feet, right?
Yeah.
Seventh grade, Mr. Yarnell's class. I'm sitting three seats back on the far left. Jennifer Stevens is sitting two seats back in the row next to me. And she had, to this day, I bet the most amazing, perfectly tanned feet.
Yeah.
And she would play with her shoe with her foot.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't learn anything about anything in history that year.
Dangling.
All I remember was barnstorming. That's the only thing that could distract me from that feat. I was like, I'm a foot guy for the rest of my fucking life. For the rest of my fucking life. Dude, I saw a porn one time in New York where the girl was fingering another girl with her foot. And I was like, I was like, fuck it, Jesus Christ.
She was telling
her. I get turned on by block punts. Like...
Don't you hate when they're too clean, though? Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer a peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. The thing about buying jewelry is you really don't know what you're getting into. You don't know what you're looking at often. And the great thing about working with Blue Nile is you have somebody who's a true expert that can help guide you along the way so you don't feel lost, so you know what these diamond grades are, you know you're getting real value. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you don't, they offer 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplish something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fella the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
No, 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 I don't mind clean feet.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean? Are you talking about like I could fetishize, like, do you remember that tree guy that had those feet that had, that looked like trees?
What?
Oh, I could definitely get into cleaning some feet. Like dirty, gross feet.
You want to clean their feet?
No, no, like, I, like if, dude, like there's a thing about me that I like. I like Dr. Pimple Popper shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I love that. Oh, tree guy. Ooh, I saw a guy like that in Mexico.
This is turning you on?
No, it doesn't turn me on, but it's the same thing as
oh my God, I'm gonna fucking.
Have you never seen this?
Yes, and it fucking grosses me out every time.
I could be a roommate with that guy and stare at his feet all day long.
Wait, why would you want to stare at his
feet? I don't know. I can't stop looking at it. It's like, you know, can I tell you what? Do you remember when they came on Twitter and they were like, are you trypophobic? Do you know what type in trypophobia? I think it's
take this down.
Is it trypophobia? Do you know what I'm talking about? There we go. Top one. Yeah. I love this.
What's this?
Gets me excited. It's a fear of little holes with stuff in them. Some people are, this is like a phobia for some people. I'm the exact opposite. This makes me feel comfortable and I want to stare at it more. And I wish that would happen to my finger. I wish that would happen to my finger because I would play with it nonstop. Oh, I love this. I love this to like a sickness. And by the way, you want to know what makes me crazy, Tom? Mm. Every theater we perform in, right?
Yeah.
Every show we're on, take a look at the lights. It's the same thing. The lights are trypophobic.
Yeah.
I start seeing them in the lights. Go back to the pictures. Don't take that away from me. I love that. That foot, I kind of wish that would happen to my foot so I could play with it.
What the fuck, man? People listening right now, or you just type it in. Trypophobia.
You don't like this?
Not particularly.
Oh, I don't know. For some reason,
I'd rather see Jennifer Stevens' foot dangling.
Type in Jennifer Stevens.
No.
Dude, that was the first girl that broke my heart.
Really?
I remember crying.
What'd you do?
She just dumped me for Thomas Rankins.
He typed in.
wait. Go to Jennifer Stevens' feet. Type in Jennifer Stevens' feet. Please tell me Jennifer Stevens' feet come up.
All right.
None of those are her.
That's not her, but.
None of them are her. Oh, Jennifer Aniston is fucking. Who would you?
She can get
who
it.
Who are you willing
She's
to?
50
you realize something? That if either of us left our wives,
yeah,
it would be a shit show for our career. Like it would be like we can't just dip out on our wives and everyone's like, eh, fuck her, you know. Like if we leave our wives, it's we take a hit. Like Brian Regan, I think, got divorced. No one even really knew.
Right, right.
But like I have talked about Leanne and my ex so much.
Yeah, well, we also have we have public. You know, lives with them.
Okay, who is it that you bail on your wife for and take the public hit and go, I'm so sorry. I'm pushing off the dock. I gotta go.
I mean, Aniston's a good one.
Aniston is great.
Everybody would be like, yeah, your wife's cool, but she's not Aniston.
She is fucking beautiful.
Yeah, she looks great.
She's beautiful. Probably an emotional mess.
And she's got attitude. She'd definitely give you a lot of shit.
Oh.
And you would take it. You'd take it all the time.
You know what you do? You'd end up betaing up to her because she's that, you know, yeah. She's some alpha. Type in top 10 most beautiful women. And by the way, I'm just going on looks right now.
Yeah,
I don't
of course.
Give a fuck about personality. By the way, Selena Gomez?
Who's that first dog? Who's that?
Selena Gomez.
Oh, sorry.
There's a clip of me somewhere on radio going, is Selena Gomez old enough to jack off to yet? By the way, this list sucks. Get off of the pictures and go to the list. Yeah, it's going to be like top 10 most beautiful women. Okay. Kate Moss.
Looks fucking amazing, though. I know. Yeah. This is like an all-time list. Yeah, this is like a... How about like a... 2019
current.
List, you know?
Get one with Taylor Swift on it.
Yeah, let's see.
Taylor Swift's someone I'd push off the dock for.
Okay, here's this list. Emilia Clarke.
That's the mother of dragons.
Really? Oh, pass.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that too. I've Lin already seen her naked.
Don't know who you are. Hard not pass. Interested. Catherine Langford.
Pass.
Looks like fucking a Downton Abbey maid.
Priyanka Chopra. I read the book. I'm not into spiritualness.
She's hot.
She's hot.
Who is Ana de Armas? Who is that? Let's see.
I mean, do you realize what kind of package you got to bring to the table?
Yeah.
She's, look at that. That's a fucking.
She looks like she's 16.
Yeah, she looks a little young for me. George would be like, Dad, why don't you just date one of my friends?
And you'd be like, all right, line them up.
Start with the.
All right, girls, take your shoes off.
Yeah, she's too young. I'll tell you, Charlize Theron is in the running.
Oh my God, she's so fucking hot.
She's so fucking hot.
Yeah.
How would you. This is me saying to Leanne. Like going, it's Charlize Theron. Like,
yeah, they get it.
You get it, right?
Yeah, you don't have to explain
keep
it.
The house. Keep. Oh, my God. She is so beautiful.
Because, you know, Charlize would be like, what'd you have to give up? And you'd be like, the house and this much money. And she'd be like, I got you.
Yeah.
I got that in my fucking purse.
Yeah. I got that in my purse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I definitely would. Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift? Really?
Taylor Swift's so fucking beautiful.
Oh, she's beautiful, but I just feel like it's an odd choice.
Oh, my God. She's gorgeous.
Hmm.
I mean.
She just seems like a.
A little bit of a mess.
No,
a little bit of like a little bit of like, I haven't really had to live in the real world, and my dad's taking care of everything from now, and this is, how does this work? Drive through? We drive through and pay there?
You know that, like, also, you would just wake up one day and on the radio, you would hear, she's like, I got a new song. And I'd be like, he always drinks all day.
little dick. Someone's got a little dick. I'm not looking at you because it's you, but someone's got. Could you Pete Davidson up to her? Like, that's, I always looked at, like, Pete and I go, when he was with Ariana Grande, obviously Ariana Grande is beautiful and gorgeous. And
the press was like, Ariana Grande is with some guy. Like,
yeah.
They totally could you
cuck up to a star and be like, I got to, like, hold her purse for her career.
Because
you could argue Pete got out at the perfect time.
Right.
Everyone found out who he was. He boosted up his Instagram. And then he was like, all right, I'm out.
Boosted up his Instagram.
His Instagram? I remember I texted him the day before, I direct messaged him on Instagram, like 2 days before Ariana Grande and him went public.
Mm-hmm.
I said something like, I was taking a shit and I was like, is it odd that I noticed that Pete Davidson's got a cute haircut? And then all anyone did was just talk about how ugly he was. And he was like, hey Bert, thanks for the note, but now everyone's telling me how ugly I am. And I was like, sorry, I didn't mean for that to happen. And then the next day he comes out dating Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, you're not the only one who likes his haircut.
Yeah.
And then he just fucking blew up.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. And he's got a movie coming out. And yeah, you're right. He's got a lot of good things going on. I don't know. You think you could do that?
No. I couldn't hold a
purse. I actually think I could do it for a little while.
You're kind of doing it now.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh.
Have you listened to your mom's house?
What?
You play second fiddle.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, 100%. Like, same as this one. Like, you're like my sidekick.
Yeah, no, I think.
No, but you already kind of have a relationship where you both have careers.
Yeah.
And you are very comfortable staying home and watching the kids while she goes out and pursues her career. I don't know,
but
I don't have that in my.
I leave way more.
Yeah, I know. But if Leanne was like, I'm going to go to a spot at the store, I would be like, whoa. Like, let's.
Yeah.
Like, I am very self-focused.
No,
not
shit.
A narcissist, but very self-focused. Like, I have blinders on. I don't realize a lot of other people exist.
You don't think that's narcissism?
I'm in therapy now because of the events of last week, and I've found out I am definitely not a narcissist.
Okay.
Narcissists have a hard time finding culpability in any of their behaviors.
Okay.
And I definitely am culpable. Like, I definitely know when I fuck up, and I'm very hard on myself about stuff. I always see the other side of the coin, and narcissists do not. They're like,
yeah, that's fair.
I don't.
But you're so selfish, though.
What?
You're so selfish.
I am very selfish.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, this morning, I just walked out to go to Hot Spin, not thinking, does anyone need any help here?
Yeah.
I was like, hey, I need towels. Oh, I need towels.
Dude, and I was watching Christina and Leanne did a podcast, So Over October.
I saw it.
And I was like, God, you're such a nightmare. Like,
I know. I want to say to Leanne, hey, fucking pump the brakes on this fucking.
Bert sucks.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, I pay the bills. Like, I got a cult of personality here. Like, you're fucking destroying it. You ever see her on Dr. Drew? Uh-uh. He's a misogynist. He hates women. And I'm like, shut the fuck up, bitch. No one listens to women anyway. But I mean, what the fuck? I mean, she is so aggressive slamming me now that yeah. I'm like, you should have heard.
First of all, she said, you just bathe by jumping in the pool.
Is your beer fridge feeling a little empty? DoorDash is your door to beer without the run. Whatever drink you're in the mood for, they've got you. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code BEARS24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. I mean, there's like sometimes you just don't want to leave. That's me. Once we're at a spot and we're hanging out, I just don't want to leave. And now you don't have to. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25%, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code BEARS24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You ready for this? I did not know she said that. Are you ready for this? I'm going to play this for you right now and you're going to go, wow, that's serendipity. I did not hear her say that, okay?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Burn, baby. Quick turnaround. In the pool, no shower. Pool counts as a shower if you're in Florida.
My Instagram stories today. I've always thought pools count as showers.
What?
Yeah.
People pool. Shower after the pool, man.
Mm-mm. Pool counts as shower.
What?
Yeah. Growing up in Florida, pool ocean counts as shower, pool counts
no,
as shower.
No, ocean definitely doesn't count
lake
as shower.
Lake counts as shower. Lake counts as shower, pool counts as shower, ocean counts as shower. And
you're the only
100%.
Person.
100%. Water park is like five showers.
Okay, do your sisters think that?
No. But wait, you didn't... If I got in the pool, it's like... I remember Louis one time said that he was at a laundry, so he was wearing his bathing suit as underwear, and I was like, I've definitely worn my bathing suit as underwear.
It's the worst to not have underwear. So yeah, I've worn...
Yeah, pool counts as shower, in my opinion. Pool counts as shower. Sometimes I'll take... shampoo.
Do you realize how badly you take shampoo in the pool?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll shampoo my hair. I got shampoo outside. I'll shampoo my hair, rub my pits and my balls, and then jump back in the pool and rinse it off and then get out. I definitely had a pool shower today.
You don't think that's mental illness?
No, it's not mental illness. By the way, this morning brushing
that's exactly what a homeless guy would do.
This morning brushing my teeth, I said, I bet I could count the amount of times I've brushed my teeth in my life. Like, I was like... I'm a big flosser and water picker, but I don't like the taste of toothpaste.
Oh my God.
I hate the taste of
toothpaste. You're definitely turning Taylor Swift on right now.
By the way, I heard she doesn't use deodorant, so.
Really?
Yeah. That's what they give the rap to, like, Cameron Diaz. You ever hear that?
Yeah.
Like, Cameron Diaz smells like shit. I was like, she could smell like dicks and balls and I'd still fuck her. Cameron, like, they always get that rap. Brad Pitt smells, Cameron Diaz smells.
Really?
Taylor Swift smells, yeah. But I think it's like they get off stage and they're fucking hot and sweaty.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Oh, a lot of people are not into deodorant now.
I know. Our fucking waitress the other day, our tour bus driver is so fucking funny. And our waitress leaned over to pour water and he just goes, ugh.
Guess she smelled?
She smelled. And then she leaves and he goes, did anyone else smell her? we're like, no. And then as she'd lean in, you could hear everyone go,
Do you hang out with him?
I love our tour bus driver.
Really?
He is so fucking funny. And by the way, I hope he doesn't hear this, because it's when he's not trying to be funny is when he's the funniest.
Yeah, it's
like
always
the
like
little
that.
Things that he does make.
Are you out this week with him?
Yeah, I'm out every week. I'm out every week until the special.
Where do you go this week?
I am in Florida. I'm in Jacksonville, Fort Myers, and Charleston, South Carolina, I think, or Charlotte.
Oh yeah,
Charlotte, South Carolina, Charleston.
You're in Charleston.
Yeah, am I? I never did Fort Myers and Jacksonville. Those were clubs that you did last, like two tours ago or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was always like, God, how does he sell tickets in Fort Myers? Because I didn't think.
Yeah.
All I knew of Fort Myers was Captain Brian's.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're gonna do surfing lessons in Jacksonville Friday morning, and then we're doing spearfishing in Fort Myers Saturday morning.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, I can't wait.
You're gonna
really
be just like
wait.
Valentine.
Just die. I wonder how long I can hold my breath for, though. I think I can do it for a minute.
How long can she do it?
I think four.
4 minutes?
That's what Kimmy Werner can hold it for, 4 minutes.
Wow.
But I don't know. It's all about being relaxed in the water and like just being chill. So I don't know. I can't wait. I can't wait to see what happens at the end of this month and see like what of these hobbies I stick with.
Yeah.
You know?
I could see myself getting super into
guns.
Yeah,
I know. Do you own a gun now?
No.
You still don't own one?
I still don't own one.
Come on, you gotta get a gun.
I think I have three on order though.
Oh, for real? Did you get an AR-15?
No. Crack, 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 crack. But here's the thing, like, you just want to go to that place and just he has like, you know, most people at gun ranges have just like, you know, a long,
yeah,
a target, and they're just like, all right, shoot that target. He's got shit where like you dump the clip, you run. It's like shooting a movie. So it like he makes it so fun.
It's like homeless people in the background, like,
yeah,
hey, well, I don't even know why I'm here. Dude, there's homeless people at LAX now.
At LAX?
That's how bad our homeless problem is. There are homeless people at LAX at baggage claim coming up to you going, hey man, can I get some money? At baggage claim at LAX.
Jesus.
How fucked up is that? We got to do something. I really think we should do a special event where everyone has to perform shirtless. I'll wear a suit. I'll host it, and then everyone.
What does,
does
that have to do with anything?
Because we brought it up, and I don't know. It'd be fun, and we'll raise money. We'll raise money, and everyone does, and all the comics request their favorite bits from every comic. So like, you get to tell, I get to tell you what bit you do.
Okay.
And so you don't have. It's not you're not burning material, and you know yeah. you're gonna kill.
Yeah.
It's an old bit, but we do old bits and raise money. I don't know. I feel like we got to do something for homeless people. I don't know. That's my one. That's my 2 cents.
I mean, why don't you start like a foundation or something?
I don't know. It's too much work. I'd rather focus on me right now.
Yeah.
Dude, I performed stone sober, like no drinks. And I didn't realize how often. I always say I don't drink on stage, but I didn't realize how often I go to a drink on stage.
Yeah.
And just have a sip or something. But I'm not hammered, but I bring a drink on stage with me. Stone sober is totally different.
What do you do?
It's like you realize, oh my, I'm going to go to take a sip and it's tea or it's Diet Coke. And you're like, oh, there's no tap out of this. And by the way, I was so much sharper with nothing in my system.
Of course.
I know, but I like, I just, you know, you think you're, it's art, so you're a little looser with, dude, I was so much sharper.
I perform stone sober.
Like
every
nothing.
Time. Every time.
How is this month affecting you? Like, how's your sleep been? With like, because I know you have a hard time sleeping.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer when it gets to like, it just depends on the day. You know, I actually do better on a strenuous day to sleep, right? Because yeah. you're, so like today will be good because this will be a hard workout at 11. And then, you know, hopefully I'll fall asleep. I'll tell you what also was that when Christina was on the road.
Oh yeah, where was she this week?
She's in Nashville.
Nashville, yeah.
Holy shit.
Who came out to see her? Someone. I saw a picture she took with someone. A
couple people. Sherry yeah. Shepherd was there. Marcus King was there.
I love her sweatshirt game.
Yeah?
I do.
But I took care of our youngest for like a few hours. And then I crashed.
Oh, that guy. That guy.
Oh, yeah.
That guy. Fucking Chadwick.
He was on.
Chadwick came out to see her.
Right. Road
Rules. Oh, I have so many fucking questions about Chadwick.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Does he still have his tattoo? Did he get it covered up?
Yeah, he got it covered up.
Oh, for real? What is it? What is it now?
No, he got it like the removal thing. That's what she said. She brought it up.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
How's he doing? What's he doing for a living now?
I have no idea.
Hey, click this link. See him. 1,000 followers, so he's a regular guy.
WGA filmmaker.
He's making movies?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Where's he live? In Nashville, I guess, huh?
I guess. I don't know. Yeah, he's on set right there.
God, that guy was a fucking savage on that Road Rules.
He was?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He was like the one guy that you were like, he had a chest tattoo, and you're like, who has chest tattoos in 1995?
Like, yeah, and fucking, they're like 20.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was like, I just fucking live by a different set of rules. I remember seeing my first tattoo. Do you remember seeing your first friend get a tattoo where you're like, bro, what did your parents say? Like,
yeah,
that,
yeah, yeah.
Who is it?
I remember seeing a guy who we were like in high school get the barbed wire, you know, on the arm. And I was like, here's the thing.
Oh, I'm definitely getting one of
yeah,
those.
You're like, it's fucking cool as shit. You look like such a badass. Is it real barbed wire? Like, you're so fucking dumb. And then you see it. And then a few years later, you're like, you really look like a tool with that.
Amazing. Let's name the cultural things that were like cool as fuck and then went to a notifier of like, oh, you're a fucking imbecile.
Yeah, you're a douchebag.
Well, it's so funny that I thought you were so cool, like Von Dutch hats.
Yeah,
Von Dutch hats were like, I remember seeing Ashton Kutcher with one.
What's the other? What's the other jean maker who was like, it was the big, it became the douchiest thing.
Hulk Hogan had them.
Ed Hardy. Yes.
Dude, I remember going, where those. Do you find?
But see, here's the thing. That one I was never fooled by. That when that came out, I was like, I don't want that shit at all.
Oh, I was.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I remember going into stores going, yeah, do you guys have Ed Hardy? And you can see people roll their eyes at me. See, at one time.
Dude, you should get it now. You should get Ed Hardy stuff now.
I'll get an Ed Hardy. I'll fucking rock Ed Hardy.
Yeah, you could actually. Now he may have gone. It's so funny the way coolness works. It's like it might be cool enough now to pull it back and like ironically wear it. And people were like, oh, yeah. Ed Hardy's
not
back.
Not bad, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think that'll happen with face tattoos?
And if you wore those jeans with the bedazzled pockets, that'd be cool too. Dude, you could definitely pull that off.
Oh, look at those jean shorts. You could rock those
actually,
jean shorts.
Here's the thing. You need to do a little dress up on your pants because you don't wear a shirt. So you can get away with a little craziness.
Oh, my God. If I just had really, like,
yeah.
patterns.
And you're
I,
shirtless.
And I, yeah, and just really just brought the thunder.
Are you doing
pants.
Shirtless for the special?
Of course, yeah.
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 Are you going to
That's
are you
one of the things
out?
Joe kept bringing up. I was like, I don't do it for a laugh. I do it because I'm comfortable.
Are you going to walk out with a shirt and take it off?
I.
That's kind of a.
This weekend.
Yeah.
We do two shows in wherever the fuck we were, Houston.
Yeah.
At that Cullen place.
Mm-hmm.
We do the one show and then I go out to the tour bus and I'm laying in bed and I'm just kind of like flipping through my
phone. How'd you like the venue?
I loved it. It was really great. Actually, yeah. I'll talk to you after this, but like 17 is that 17. And that was like, that might be
the
perfect
best size.
It's
the best
size. That might
size.
Be the perfect size. 'Cause it's very intimate,
yeah.
But it's not like 28. It starts getting like a little like cacophonous. You're doing 5,000 seaters. I can't imagine what that, I don't even know. I mean, I know that they're built for a show. So they're built.
No,
so
they're,
you're there.
But it feels so different.
Dude, I got on stage at the Hard Rock in Tulsa.
Uh-huh.
And they had screens up and I hadn't eaten because I, you know.
Yeah, and you're like.
And I was like, I look skinny as shit. I look so skinny. And I kept saying that the whole show. I look so fucking skinny. But so I go to the.
I like whenever you miss a meal, you're like, I've been losing a lot of weight lately.
Miss one meal. It's like, yeah. That's why they go intermittent. I'm intermittent fasting for like 16 hours.
Yeah.
And by the, I when you get to 16 hours, you're like, I might keep this going.
Yeah.
So I go do the first show. We get done. I go to the tour bus and I go lay in the back. And I'm kind of flipping through my phone, playing this game, Dig It, that I'm obsessed with. And Andrew comes in and he goes, 9:45. And I go, okay. And so I thought he said that's when the show starts. That's when I went on stage. It's 9:44. And he comes in and he goes, what are you doing? And I go, what's going on? He goes, you're going on stage any minute. So I got up. I didn't even realize I didn't put a shirt on. I just walked on stage shirtless. And they went like, oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because they want to see
they
the removal.
They wanted to see it come. I think they want. I'm guessing that's because I just thought it didn't matter.
I got an idea.
Okay.
All right.
Slow pitch it to
okay,
me.
Okay. You walk on stage for the special and in an elaborate button down that has like a crazy maybe Ed Hardy pattern and you're like new me and then then when you get to the mic and they're like then you rip it off so you have the whole theatrics of a button rip
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know.
No?
But here's the problem is that I don't know.
What, are you going to do the t-shirt pullover?
I'm going to just do like how I take it off.
But that's what I'm saying. So you're going to walk out with a shirt on.
I always walk out with a shirt on.
But for specials, do you always walk out with a shirt on?
I did this last one and everyone's like, why don't you just go out shirtless? And I was like, I don't know. Because I've never done it that way.
No, you got to remove
it. It's all about comfort.
You got to remove it.
You got to remove the shirt because I think that's part. It's like the show started.
Okay, why don't you do this?
What?
T-shirt, hoodie, jacket, coat. And then you remove each one. Wait, through in 15 minute chunks. So like 15 minutes in, you drop the coat off.
Yeah.
And then 30 minutes in, the jacket, and then the hoodie, and then the t-shirt.
What if I have a shirt, one shirt that says, hey, mm-hmm. and I take that off, and the next one says, guys, and the next one says, R, and then I take that off. You ready for
yeah.
the special?
Yes! That's what I'm talking about. You got to dress it up a little, man. Showmanship.
I think I might just take my shirt off.
I think what you should do is go out with the shirt and your opening line, you should grab the mic and be like, hey guys, sorry to disappoint you. This time.
Sorry to disappoint you. Yeah. That's going to be the name of my special.
Yeah.
Sorry to disappoint you.
And you go, this time the shirt stays on. And then they're like, oh. And then you're like, I'm just kidding. And you take it off like that.
Wait, I think you should start your special by taking your shirt off. Would you ever do that?
No. No.
I wish I had known how this started. Like how I got, you ever like started something and then you're like, how the fuck did I get this deep in it?
I remember you taking the shirt off at a show with like 11 people.
Yeah.
40 minutes in, like as something in the moment where yeah. people are like, holy shit, this guy took his shirt off. And then the next three shows, you wouldn't do it. So it was like, there was kernels of it
yeah.
years ago when you never thought of like, I'm going to perform like this. But you had it in you to do that.
It's funny. It's my natural instinct when I get excited is to rip my shirt off.
Yeah.
I've done it at so many casinos. So many casinos. Like if I fucking win, just it's almost like I don't even think it. Like I stand up, shirt comes off. I take my shirt off so fucking well too.
Yeah, I bet you do at this
I take
point.
My shirt off better than a lot of people take their... Because I watch a lot of people take their shirts off. Because it was like, yeah.
Why?
Because everyone takes a picture when they want to take.
Oh, that's right. That's yeah. right.
I watch a lot of people take their shirt. Look how great I look. Look at me, skinny Tommy.
Oh, that's real skinny right
that's,
there.
That's 186. That's the real one.
You look good right there.
That's 220.
It's 186 right
there? It's 186 right there.
How about scroll down? How much are you there?
235.
Look at the love handles.
I know. Oof. I didn't even see those.
Yeah.
Jesus, that's so funny. Hang on, go back to that. Can I tell you what I look at? I look at my tit in that. And you saw love handles. I actually thought I looked skinny, except for my left tit.
Really?
Yeah. And now I go look at those love handles. I'm like, holy fuck, I was fat.
That's
and by the way, I'm fatter now.
Than that?
Yeah.
How much do you weigh now?
I have no idea, but I want to say I was 235 in that. If I can get below 230 for my special.
You can. That you yeah, can definitely
yeah, that I'm gonna definitely do. I'm thinking about staying sober until November 23rd.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I want to get rid of this thought process of like, because I remember when I quit not smoking but dipping.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going like, I can't imagine having a conversation with someone without having a dip in.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember someone would be like, say something like, "Hey man, did you hear what happened? What's my hold on, let's get a dip," you know?
Yeah.
And now I would never think to have a dip, so I want to get rid of the thought process of like. Like, perfect example, yesterday we're flying home, and Andrew says to me, he goes, Andrew's my road manager, my assistant, my cousin, and he goes, football at the airport, and my brain goes, ooh, cocktail football, and then I went, no cocktail. I want to get rid of that in my head where I go, ooh, I just want to just go, oh, football would be cool. You
what
know?
Did Drew, did you ask Drew about that?
I texted Drew, he sent me some books to read, but when he was like, oh, wait, what are you talking about? So I'm going to just call him.
Yeah, you got to talk. You got to speak to that with him.
Because I would love to find out what that is in your brain.
My prediction yeah. is that he, well, this is a prediction.
Yeah.
Is that he says that specifically what you're talking about doesn't go away.
Really?
The ooh. Yeah. I think.
Let's call him.
All right, let's call him.
I bet it does because it does with cigarettes.
Let's see.
Did you ever smoke cigarettes?
Yeah.
And when you, oh yeah, you did.
Yeah.
How hard was it to quit?
Not hard.
Oh, okay. Didn't think that was going to be the answer. Wait, you just quit?
Yeah.
When was the last time you had a cigarette?
10, 11 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
You used to smoke a lot.
Wasn't that much.
What was the heaviest you ever got?
Close to 270.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I was close to 270. You know what? You know what I was gonna do? I was gonna get a picture of you fat, really fat, and put it next to my on my tour bus. Did I tell you this already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't you say that the was it the rap company was like
the rap company is like the, all they could get was like Getty Images, and the guy wasn't even fucking that fat. I was like, let me take a picture of myself and send it to Getty. That you let me use that.
Bird?
Hey, Drew.
Bird?
Yeah.
Hey, let me call you. Are you on? Are you doing a podcast or something?
Yeah, I am on a podcast. Yeah.
Can I call you back in 2 minutes?
Yep.
2 minutes. I'll call you right
back.
Okay. Bye. All right. Because I think he's gonna be like, listen, man, this is the beginning of the rest of your life. Take this like. Here's the thing.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to talk like with Drew.
He's used to treating people who are. Like their life is on the line, so I don't think he really pulls back on. Well, you know, you could probably just chill with that. Like he's, you know what I mean? Like he has to go to the full extent of how to treat someone. So that's why I think he's going to be like, that's never going to leave your mind. That's not. And maybe he's right. Maybe he's wrong.
So do you think heroin addicts always are like, like that?
I don't know if they're always. Like,
do you think
like
Robert
that?
Downey Jr. is like, that was a great shoot, guys. We should all get high as fuck and suck each other's dick. Here's Drew.
Okay.
Hey, Drew, you're on with me and Tommy on Two Bears, One Cave.
Of course I am.
Hey.
So I felt like when I responded with the grand biography, that landed with a thud. And then I reread your text, and I thought, oh, he wants help with Sober October, right?
Yeah, well, not help. This is what I want. I was talking to Tom about it, and you tell me, A, if this goes away, and then B, this is what I'm looking for. So, like, there's something in my brain that I will correlate to dieting. You know when you're on a diet and you open the refrigerator, and as you open the refrigerator, your heart goes, I can't have anything in here. I'm not allowed any treats. And then you shut it and you get depressed. I'm doing that with booze. Like yesterday, we were going to the airport, and they're like NFL football. And my brain goes, ooh, cocktails watching. Oh, I can't have any cocktails. First question.
This is your effing treat thing again. Birth
yeah.
And his treat.
Yeah, I love treats.
That's a study unto itself.
Yeah, but does that? Tom says that never goes away, and I said, well, it goes away with like cigarettes and chewing tobacco. So, do heroin addicts sit there and go like we were saying, Robert Downey Jr. Is he like, man, that movie was so great. We all should get high as fuck and get naked in our neighbor's children's bed.
Yeah, yeah. So opiate addicts, it's always lurking around, and it lurks in not such overt ways. And alcohol will do this too, depending on what's going on with you. It will, as opposed to the explicit cravings that you have now, which is, damn, I really want to have the beer when I'm watching the NFL game. Instead, your brain will play tricks on you, even years down the line, where it will lead you to go visit places where you used to drink heavily. And it will make sure you go there, and once you're there, you're overwhelmed by the cues and the cravings ensue, and then you use. That's how people relapse later. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But let me ask you something, Drew. One thing I wanted to ask was, you know, he said that like that there's these things where his brain goes, oh, I want to go have a drink right now, and then he goes, I just want that to go away. And I was like, I don't know what Drew will say, but does that ever go away?
It gets less. It never goes away, and you have to replace it with something, and that something is about what recovery is all about. It's about regulating your brain, and you need other people to do that, other people who support you, who understand the drive, who dealt with themselves.
Can I ask you...
recovery is all about.
I know
so
you're
I
not...
I tell him that the book I want him to read, when I was thinking about it, I don't want to put this in a text, but the book he needs to read is the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous.
Okay.
Hang on, hang on. Hold on. One thing.
Prank caller. How did you get my number? Fucking delete
hold
and
on,
block.
Hold on, Drew. If I know you're not gonna endorse one of these, but if you were gonna have to try a drug between PCP, meth, cocaine, and heroin.
Throw in Molly, why don't you?
Which one's a good one to try?
Who is trying it? What kind of person? Like for me, cocaine would be the one that I would probably like and not have trouble with.
And
speed is insidious, and sometimes you have weird reactions and really quick set up cravings, like the way nicotine does.
Yeah.
And PCP can be dangerous, so let's all not do PCP.
Okay.
Opiates, some people, even a single exposure can really get them going.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go cocaine.
So I'm gonna try some coke on November 1st. Is that cool?
Ooh, I'll try coke with you.
No.
Okay.
Hey,
okay, I won't try it.
Ask him if he heard what happened with the Ari thing.
Oh, did you hear about the Ari thing?
No.
Oh.
I would love to hear his professional take.
I saw Ari over a Corolla, but that we said hi and had a nice chat, but that was it. He seemed in good spirits. What's going on?
This was kind of a big drama. Let me pass the phone back to Bert.
I would like to hear your honest opinion.
All right, so a couple weeks ago, a week ago, Bert had Ari over at his house to podcast, and when Bert was not looking, Ari spiked a drink with Molly and then gave it to Bert, so Bert unknowingly was dosed and was notably upset about it, obviously. So it was a big deal, actually.
That's actually against the law. I mean, that's a legal problem.
Taking
the fun out of this.
I think it's been a thing where, you know, Bert's been very upset about it. I think Ari,
I've been quiet about it. I haven't said anything. I've had feelings. I haven't really shared them. I kind of like, I shared them a little bit on Rogan, but it's a fucking bad place to be put in. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he was at his own house and, you know, his kids are inside and now he's, you know, he's been dosed.
Let me. I need to come on Bert's podcast and have a long conversation.
Yeah, I'm not having people on my podcast after that event. I don't really trust people.
No, I think you should.
You don't want me because I just told you to read the big book on Alcoholics.
Hey, first of all, give me the fucking phone. Okay, we're not reading the big book on Alcoholics Anonymous, okay. Drew. I would just as soon go back to drinking than fucking have to deal with this fucking. Hey, I want to drink. Never mind. I'll go back to my big black book. The fuck? How do they even get anyone to do AA?
Hey, Drew, I'll get that book for him. Don't you worry.
Right on.
Here's.
I'd love to have you on my podcast, Drew.
We gotta do that right away because this is kind of an emergency, man. This is kind of an awful situation. I'm sorry to hear about it. And is Ari appropriately contrite?
I don't think so. I think he's.
Really?
He did it out of vengeance. Because he didn't want to do Sober October, so he thought he'd punish me by giving me Molly. And I don't think he really... I definitely think he thinks he did the right thing. I'm not even joking. And I know it sounds like I'm joking, but if you listen to the Rogan podcast, he's definitely like, yeah, I'd do it again. I mean...
Maybe we had to get him in with me and you.
No. I'm good. I'm good with just you right now. I haven't talked to Ari at the Rogan podcast. Obviously I've had a long relationship with Ari. I'm sure we'll work it through this, but there is like, it's weird. I have massive trust issues with everything right now. So I'm like,
I have no doubt that's true. I mean, and plus you're in withdrawal from alcohol and all that. But
withdrawal
anyway,
from fucking Jesus Christ.
I'm just kidding.
Drew, you're like a fucking Debbie Downer.
But listen, it's weird for me because I'm a mandated reporter, and this is like almost requires me to report.
No. Okay, we were joking. He didn't do anything. I'll talk to you later, Drew. Fucking Christ. You're like talking to my dad.
I'm just saying. I'll come on your podcast right away.
I'd love to have you on my podcast. We'll set it up, and I'll call you later today, okay?
All right, bye.
That's why you don't fucking ever get sober. Like, guys like that. Drew's like, well, you know, if you read the big book about, yeah, well, okay, or not.
Yeah, but.
Or I could just drink and maybe one day get hit by a car.
Huh?
Yeah. Do you know what? Like a fucking.
I'm trying to understand
Jesus
your reasoning.
Christ. You know, do you know what the problem with recovery is?
What?
Is that you hear talk like this and then you go, so it never gets better? Like, that's what, like, yeah. I think I'm going to roll the dice and go, I think it goes away. I think it does. You know, because you know what happens in October, and this is the first time I went into it with like really kind of like eyes wide open. This is the first time I ever thought I'd have a problem in October. I've never thought because I did it out of spite.
Yeah.
And this is the first time I rolled into it going like, I want to be open-eyed. Like, we're taking all these classes. So I was like, I'm going to better myself. I would love my life to be filled with me surfing in the morning and shooting guns in the afternoon, going to a hot spin, hanging with the girls, reading books. I would love that to be a lifestyle change. But in order for it to be a lifestyle change, like, I need to really welcome it. And so I'm being open-minded about it. And I think I know that towards the end of October, you feel so good. You're like, why am I ever going to drink again? So I'm going to roll into, I'm going to see how I feel November 1st. And then maybe roll in to November up to the special sober. Because I feel good writing. I feel like I'm really creative.
When you're sober.
100. I'm so much more creative sober. And it's so funny. It tricks you into believing that a couple cocktails and you're the fun guy at the party.
Yeah.
A couple cocktails in and then like 10 minutes into the party, you're on your phone playing Dig It. And you're like, well, like, what am I doing? You know?
When you're drinking.
When I'm drinking, I definitely can isolate.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact now, and I did not really realize this as much, but I know for a fact drinking helps me turn down the end of the day and go like, all right, and the day's over, mm-hmm. and we're going to restart. Because, man, these last few nights getting off stage, doing two shows and getting done and being like not done yet. I don't know, like where you're just in the bus, you're like, so what do you guys want to talk about now?
Want to talk about
Nanette again?
What would you do when you're sober after the two show night? Like, do you end up staying up really late?
I ended up staying up by myself every night.
Yeah, because your sleep was terrible.
Yeah, I would. Andrew would go to sleep, Tim would go to sleep, and I would just be up by myself going like. But I'm just jacked. I was also drinking coffee because I like to have a little bit of coffee before I go on stage.
Yeah,
and so I just was like, fuck. And then one night I was like, maybe I'll go for a jog.
Did you?
No, because I have this blister on my toe, and I was like, you know what, Bert? Let's not go running around fucking Oklahoma City by ourselves.
Yeah.
And get lost. My phone was half dead. I don't know. It's gonna be a fun. I tell you what, man. And you know, to bookend this podcast, we gotta wrap this up. But like, this month is always great. I know this month's been a little clouded with what happened.
Yeah.
And it's a little not maybe. It's a little weird, you know, for everyone. And I'm sure we're going to work all of that out. That'll all work itself out. But these months are really eye-opening for me. Every time I learn something, I figure something out. The first one I realized, oh, I cannot drink and fly. Mm-hmm. I cannot. The last one, I went on a cruise the first week.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, okay, wow, I can actually go and have fun and not, I can have fun and not drink.
Yeah.
And then this one, I'm like, okay, now I got to figure out how to sleep.
Yeah.
But so I think
it is a good idea though to podcast with Drew.
I should have a podcast with Drew. Yeah.
Now, do you feel like because of what happened with Ari, it sort of solidifies and maybe grounds your anti-Semitism a little more than had it not happened?
Well, there are parts of it. I mean, yeah, at one point you're like, he gave me half a Molly. Is that because he's Jewish? If he was Christian, would he give me the full Molly?
Yeah, of course.
Instead, he just puts it under his satchel.
I feel like Drew gave me permission to try Coke.
Do you want to try Coke together?
Yeah.
Let's do cocaine
that's the thing
on this podcast.
I think that's the thing that I would really thrive in and like. I would be a really good Coke head.
I think this is next level podcasting.
Cocaine.
I think we have to do cocaine together.
Yeah.
I think when we come back for our Sober October recap with Joe, I don't know if Ari will be out here then, we should all try a little bit of cocaine.
Okay.
Like get Drew to measure it out for us.
You think he'll measure it out for us?
And lose the doctor in front of his name and just start be going as Drew?
Blue Band, is this coming out this week? Coming out today.
Coming out
great.
Today. Oh.
I'm in Des Moines. I'm also in Sioux City? I'm in Minneapolis and Fargo this week. Some of the shows are sold. Some have some tickets left. It's TomSegura.com. Yeah, Des Moines. Oh, sorry. Lincoln, Nebraska, Sioux City, Minneapolis, and Fargo. And then it's off to Europe, Budapest, Berlin, Amsterdam, Antwerp, Paris, London, Salford, and Dublin. There's some of those have a few tickets. Go to TomSegura.com/tour, take it down tour. Bert, Take it away.
I'm in Jacksonville, Fort Myers. I have added shows in Syracuse, Buffalo, Baltimore. These are the shows that are added. Go to burtburtburt.com. The tour is going until November 23rd. There are still tickets available. I know we have almost 100 holds on every show, so that we will be releasing holds. So if you haven't gotten your tickets, pay attention. Burtburtburt.com. Out of Florida and South Carolina. I will see you this weekend.
All right, thanks. Oh, and we loaded up the store, Merch Method.
Oh, Thick Boy Nation.
Thick Boy Nation, the hoodies sold out, but we restocked them.
For real?
Yep, they sold out, so we restocked them.
Nice. This is why you're a business partner with Tom Segura.
And we also have the Two Bears, One Cave official T-shirt.
We should have called this podcast Riding His Coattails.
And you're pulling it up, merchmethod.com/TomSegura, and it has there you go, the t-shirt, the hoodie.
Two Bears, One Cave. I'm gonna get that and fitted as well.
Yeah,
I want to get that and fitted so I can wear that on the road.
Perfect. Thank you guys for watching, listening. Thanks for your support, and we'll see you next time.
Love you.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.